Okay. So, how's it been this year with your boys at Fitzroy?
Oh, I've never seen or heard of so much baseball in all my life with all these boys and all their commitments with baseball.
Yeah.
The longest final series I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Everybody going to 3 games each week.
And what about seeing Errol pitch in the ones that night at La Trobe Uni? How did you feel about that?
That was pretty exciting. I was more nervous than him. He said he wasn't nervous. He enjoyed it. It's pretty cool for a 16-year-old to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Beauty.
And what about the result? I mean, he went out there and pitched one inning, and it must have been pretty nerve-wracking to see it. But he shut him out, and they all shut him out that night. What does that mean, after all those years of work, taking him to games and putting him for juniors?
Oh, it's great. It's rewarding for him, for us, to see that he's actually able to step up. He's always sort of lacked a bit of confidence in himself, and now I think he has it.
Yeah.
He has the confidence that we all... we all realise he should have had some time ago, but I think it's an age thing too. He's bigger now, and I think getting that affirmation from getting in the state team did it for him. That's the big difference.
Yeah.
He's no different now than he. Well, he's a bit different than he was this time last year, but the confidence is the big thing. And having people like Matty Kemp and John Edwards back him up all the time is really good.
What about the weights program? How's that been going?
He's right into it. He has been doing it at home, steadily over the last year. But now that he's been going to the gym, you can see the difference.
Yeah.
So, it's good. Put down low.
Yeah. And what about Elliot winning a trophy?
That was a surprise.
Under 16, was it?
That was a surprise because he missed a lot of games because he was in the hockey team and had lots of... All his training was Sunday mornings. The games we could get to, we did get to.
Yeah.
And he played all of the games this year. That was really good, really encouraging for him to get that award.
Yeah. And what about Mitchell in the under 12?
Mitchell, the slugger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what did he bat, 700 and something?
766, pretty good for a little kid.
Yeah.
No, he was rapt. He was really happy.
And I saw Mitchell play a couple of years before that in the Friday night team. Did a lot change for him this year as far as his
baseball goes? I'd say he was a timid player up until late last year, last season, not this season. But now he's right into it. He loves it. He's not scared to bat. He was actually scared to bat a couple of years ago. Now he's right into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't wait to bat. Doesn't want to walk.
Yeah, that's great. So is there anything else you wanted to say?
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you to everyone.
No worries. Thanks, Rosa. Okay, so obviously you come to Fitzroy at the start of the year. How's it been?
Yeah, look, we've loved it. It was a matter of convenience to a large degree with, living so close to the ground. And I've known the Fitzroy guys for a long, long time. I've always admired what they've done. The older guys, your Kingy and Mossy and Sedgy and Normie, those sort of blokes, they kept the club going at a time when it was really, really hard. And I've always had a lot of time for all of them and played against them a lot, obviously, when I was younger, and they were in Division 1 for a few years. And so, look, it's been a wonderful time. We've renewed friendships rather than made friendships, as well as meeting a lot of new people. But, yeah, we've been able to make renew acquaintances with old-time friends, and John's loved it, and we've certainly felt a part of the Fitzroy Baseball Club.
Yeah. And how's it been for you, seeing your son come to the club and sort of his first management role, and just the way it's gone this year, watching your son as part of that, and how far back does it go in your, how far back does baseball go in your family?
Yeah, well, I've been a baseball lifer, I guess. My brother got me involved when I was about 8, so... Yeah. We lived in Bendigo, and I came to Melbourne, made a state team when I was a kid, and came to Melbourne and joined Essendon because the guy I got billeted with was an Essendon player. So the year that I joined, I think, was 1976, and he quit in 1977, so I went there under false pretences almost. But we've loved our time at Essendon. It isn't actually the first time John's managed. He was the manager at Essendon when him and Brett Tamburino were young guys and both playing professionally. The club was struggling to get a club coach, and Brett and John took over the managerial roles there. So he has had a bit of experience in Division 1, and they did a great job. They kept the club up in Division 1 at a time when we were struggling a bit.
Yeah.
And so he has had the experience, and he wanted to do it again. He was desperate to coach, and he'd applied for the job at Essendon a couple of times, and in their wisdom they elected not to go with him, and that's fine. And so when the situation presented itself, I think initially he was just going to Fitzroy to play because it was convenient, and then he worked things out with Kingy and finished up being looking after the senior side, and I think it's worked out terrific. As far as watching the games, it doesn't get any easier whether he's playing or coaching. You're still on the edge of your seat and just hoping for the best for him all the time. I mean, that's just human nature.
Yes.
I'm sure with your boy in the under-14s or under-12s, you can't relax. You're always just hoping that things go well for them. And so every innings and every out's a bit of an adventure. But, no, we've enjoyed it. And I still get a kick out of just seeing him do well as well.
Yep. And anything else? You want to tell us some more about that home run in the Masters? That story's going to live on and get larger.
Well, the older we get, the better we were. And that was just another day when we had a great game against Fitzroy. I think it was all tied up, and we were playing up at Ballarat. And it was just a fluke, I guess. But sometimes the ball and the bat collide. That's a bit of physics, I suppose. If you swing hard enough and the ball and the bat collide, even Sedgie will tell you that.
Yeah.
Never seen anyone swing as hard as him. And every now and then the gods allow us to have those two things happen, the ball and the bat in the same place at the same time. So, that was good fun, but there's plenty of other times I've played against Fitzroy and they've got me out, so it hadn't been all the one-way street.
And anything else you wanted to add?
Look, not really. We've just enjoyed our time down there. I mean, it's a fantastic club. It's enormously satisfying, I'm sure, to the guys who kept the club going through the troubled times of probably the 70s and the 80s, to see where the club is now with five strong senior teams, a terrific junior program, and junior teams playing in grand finals. Like, the future of the club really looks assured. And
yeah.
So you've got to hope that things just continue to go the same as they've been going.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Rocky.